The tree is mostly made up of outdated suggestion slips donated by Martin's supermarkets. Since February, when Martin's approached them with the idea, 12 members of the club put about 120 hours into the tree. It took 60 gallons of wheat paste, all those suggestion slips, and a bit of newspaper to build the structure. The sculpture is accompanying a food drive to benefit the Food Bank of Northern Indiana and Titans Feeding Titans. Colton Sizer is the president of the Fine Arts Club.
I believe art brings people together. It gives us something to stand behind. It creates an image for what we're trying to create here.
Sizer says they're also shooting for a world record for the biggest freestanding papier-mâché sculpture. The food drive and the sculpture are just for today.
It's kind of like a firework. It's meant to be a temporary piece of art.
It'll be outside of YCamp Hall until 6 tonight. I'm Jennifer Weingart, WVPE News.